for your daily survey, Rabbi Israel Friedman.
We know that every time period throughout the year has got its special avodah, whether it should be Chodesh Nissan, Chodesh Tishri, Chanukah, Purim, and so on. So we need to ask ourselves, now we're in a time which is called Bein Hazmanim, Chodesh August, Belaz. What is this time, Bein Hazmanim? The Shlo HaKodesh already a few hundred years ago was very upset with this whole concept. Is there such a Zman called Bein Hazmanim, between the times? Shteitoch v'hogisa b'yoyman v'loyla. Hayitochen, there comes Chodesh August, and suddenly it seems as if Chas v'shula mitzvahs Talmud Torah is suspended and all the yeshivas are closed. And we have a Mishnah in this week's Perek in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, Hamahalach b'derech v'shoyne imafsik mimi mishnusoy. Somebody's traveling along a journey and he's learning and he stops learning. He's mafsik v'oimer manoa ilonze. Wow, look how beautiful the scenery is. This tree, the mountains, the waterfall, wherever it should be. Hareze mischayiv b'nafshoy. And comes along the Bartanira, and the Bartanira says, that's Lav Dafka that he says these words, Manoa Elon Zeh, how beautiful is the scenery. It just, this is what people who go along the journey normally notice, their surroundings. It can even be, says the Bartanira, that if he said, V'yeshomrim, Da'afal Gav Dal Yudei Kein Himavurech, Borech Shekuch Eloi Bailoma, he even makes a brocha. And he thanks Hashem for the Nefluas Haboira, the beautiful creations which he sees, is also Mischayev Benafshoi. So Oy Bezoi, we need to understand this concept of Bein Hazmanim. And how does this work? Yeah, that's because they had to work in the fields, because if not they wouldn't be able to come the whole year round, because they needed to bring in the tefillah. But that's not Stam taking a break just to have a nice outing and to go and admire the scenery. We find the Yosef Oimetz already asks on this Mishnah, and he says, Miyoim omdi aldati niztarti mo'oid lehishume mo'oinish zeh. From when I was a young person already, I found it difficult to comprehend this Mishnah, because it's a normal thing, says the Yosef Oimetz, you're middle of learning, and somebody comes into the room and starts up a conversation with you, so you're masik meminishnusoi. What, you're going to be continually learning 24/7? How does this work? Even the greatest gedolim would stop to do other things. So writes the Yosef Oimetz, for Martiela Lavovi, I said to myself, Ilai ein oinash hanal rak dafke be'emtza ho'inyan. This Mishnah is referring to somebody who you stop in the middle of an inyan, you're in the middle of a line, you're in the middle of a difficult sigya. Avlim goyme ho'inyan she'oisig boi koidim debiroi. If you finished off that sigya, you finished off that Mishnah, you finished off that Rashi, before you interrupted, you haven't actually finished the whole inyan which you're learning, but that particular piece, you've been able to come to the end of a sentence, even though the sefer is open. Zuk the Yosef Oimetz efshed loy mikra hafsuka. This heisnish can have sukkah. Comes along the Betutcherov, and the Betutcherov in his sefer Divrei Uvas on Mesechtes Uvas says, we find Chazal already tell us that why was there revach bein parsha le parsha? We find that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, there's a revach bein parsha le parsha, because you need a revach kedei lehizboinen. Zuk the Betut Sheruv, if already we see then that Klal Yisroel, when they learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, needed a revach, they needed a space lehizboinen, All the more so, we also need sometimes a bit of space out lehisboinen. V'chein yecholim lahafsik bedivri tiol kitzas. Says the Petucheruv, you're allowed to interrupt your learning sometimes to go on a tiol, to go on an outing. Mitzad sorech ha'havuna. Epo'omim betila shel Torah zehi kiyima. Sometimes, betila shel Torah, you interrupt. Because you need just to refresh yourself. You need to take a break and you come back invigorated. You come back with a different mindset. This in itself is taka, although it's bittel, aber bittila shel Torah zukta betusha ruv zehi kiyima. So this is the heter of bein hazmanim, of going on holidays, going of outings. It's an enyan of refreshing oneself. And although the Baal Tanira said clearly that even though you say Boruch Shakukaloi Bailomoi Hazem Mischai Banafshoi, says the Batucharov, that's only when you're mafsik mimishnusoi. Oh, but if you're not being mafsik, like the Yosef Oimet says, you've come to the end of a sigya, you've come to the end of the Mishnah, so now you're not being mafsik. So then, says the Batucharov, now there's already an avoider of Boruch Shakukha. And that's what I want to speak about a little bit today, being Mizboinen on the Neflus HaBoira. The Klei Yukka in Parsha Shmois, on the Pusik, in Moisha Hoyeroya Essoin Yisre Choisnoi, makes a very interesting observation. Zuk the Klei Yukka, we know, straight in the Torah, Moisha Rabbeini was a shepherd. The Uvis HaGdoishim, Avruam, Yitzchok, Yaakov were shepherds. David HaMelech was a shepherd. And in fact, we find even, he doesn't quote this, a Gemara in Masech Tesikah, in Daf Mem Zayin, says the Gemara there, Rav Hina Babizna, and all the Gedoyle Hador of that time, did not sit in a Sikah, the whole Yontav of Sikahs. Why? Because they were out in the fields. And they had no Sikah there. Why were they out in the fields? Says Rashi Shahoyi Royis. They were all shepherds. That was their panusa. The Amaruim were shepherds. Ask the Klei Yukka, why were they all shepherds? Why was this the preferred panusa which the Uvas HaKdoshim and Moshe Rabbeini, Dovid HaMelech, and many other Gedolim, Neviim, Tanuim, Amaruim were shepherds? Zuk the Klei Yukka Gevaldi Gevot. David HaMelech himself says in Tehillim, Ki era shamecho, ma'ase etz boisecho, yureyach v'kaychovim. I look, Rabbeinu Shloilem, at the creation around me, the sun, the moon, the stars, and that brings me to the realization, Mo enoish ki siskereni, even udom ki sifkedeni. Who am I? What am I already? Being misboinen in the Bria, says the Klei Yukka, was the way how the Uvas HaKdoshim, Moshe Rabbeini, Dovid HaMelech came to Nevi'ah. Because to come to Nevi'ah, a person has to realize, Mo enesh kisis kereni, venadum kisif kedeni, who am I, what am I? And you come to that Bibam misboinen in the Bria. Zug the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes, a gewaldi gewalt. And next week's parsha, zuk the Rabbeinu Shloilem, Va'ata Yisruel, Mu Hashem Lekech Shoyl Meimach, Kiyim Leiris Hashem Lekech, Lelechus Bechol Deruchav Lahava Isay. Two psikim later, says the Torah, Hein Hashem Lekech Hashemayim Ishmei Hashemayim Ha'uretz Vechol Hashebo. What's the connection? At Gezuk the Imre Emes, a gewaldi gewalt. The Rambam writes in Yesoide HaTorah and Perek Beis, a person's got a mitzvah, Lahavas Hashem Lekecho, Leyes Hashem Lekecho, says the Rambam, Veheichi Haderech Lahavusoi V'Yerusoi. How is this derech? How are we supposed to attain this derech of Ahavas Hashem, Yerus Hashem? Says the Rambam, B'shur sheyizboinen ha'udam b'masov if a brief haniflum hagadoilim. When a person looks around in the wonderful creations that the Rebbe Shem has put into the world, v'yira mehem chachmusoi she'ein la'erech, and through that he understands the great wisdom and the chachm of the Rebbe Shem, which has no end and we cannot understand it. Miyad yifchad v'yodaya shiberia katana shefela. Straight away he'll come to realize his insignificance. Today we see how goyim think they can control the world, run the world. You go to the beach and you see these massive waves breaking, the power of these waves. Suddenly you come, you realize your own insignificance, the power of the koyach of these mighty, gigantic waves pounding the side, the rocks. It's something phenomenal. It's nothing that any human can compare to. You realize, as the Rambam, we are a beria katana shefela. And then he quotes this pusik in Tehillim, ki ere shemecha amasa es b'tzecho. Zug de Imre Emes, the Torah says, v'ata Yisrael mo'ashem kecha shon m'kiyim li'ira. You want to know how you get to this madriga? The Torah itself tells us how. Says the Torah, hein la'ashem lekecha, shemayim, shmei ha'shemayim, urez chol ha'shebobim, is boinen in the bria. And then you'll come to realize and understand the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Alter Hesiatuna Rebbe's Chisuyung Naleini, Rebbe Sula Hesiatuna, was the last einikel of the Heilige Rishna. He was Niftan at Yisrael in Tufshin Tes. And he was in his 90s. He was Niftan the fifth night of Chanukah. A day or two before he was Nifta, he was lying in hospital, very weak, very feeble. It was the middle of winter. And he asked that he should be wheeled out into the courtyard of the hospital. And they said, the doctor said, Rebbe, we can't take you out. He was so weak and feeble. It was literally a few days before his Patira. He says, no, I just want for a few minutes that you should wheel me out and then you can bring me back in. I said, why? What's so important? He said, for the last few weeks I've been here confined in the hospital room. All I've seen is Masa Yedei Odom. I want to go out once more to see the Rabbeinu Shloilem's world. They wheeled him out into the chutzah and he looked around him and he saw there a few flowers, and he said, ah, Rabbeinu Shloilem, Shaina Blimen, Shaina Velt, a Himmel and Ed, Morabi Masechu Hashem. And then he said, now you can take me back in. This was this avoida of being misboinen on the bria of the Rabbeinu Shloilem. We find the Chinuch writes, we know that a mikveh is only metahe if it's mayim chayim. What defines if it's mayim chayim? Tells us Chazal that if you put the water into a keli, a clay kibble, you've puzzled it. This is no longer mayim chayim. Zug the chinuch, what's the problem? What happened to that water? You got a running well, you fill it up with a bucket, oh, suddenly become pusel. What's the geschehen? Zug the chinuch, ki yesh gevil al kol asher bekeli shehi masa yedei odom. Masa Yedei Odom has a gvil. So therefore you put this water, which is Mayim Chayim, into a keli, which is Masa Yedei Odom, you have now limited it. The Masim from the Rabbeinu Shloilem, this is Masim Beli Gvil. Masa Yedei Odom, this is Als Masim with a gvil. We are surrounded all year round by Masa Yedei Odom, houses, cars, telephones, and no matter how nispool, a person says, wow, look at my car, you see my car goes 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds, and look at this phone, I can speak to people on the moon. Psh, gewaldig. But however fantastic and these modern inventions are, they are by definition limited. So masa gevil al kol mas bnei yudom. The bria from the Rabbeinu Shloilem, this is bilti gevili. And our avoid is to come to understand, hein ha-shamayim, shmei ha-shamayim, v'hurez, v'chol ha-shebo. This is also the Rabbeinu Shloilem's welt. And when we come to that, then one comes to that realization. The Heilige Rishna said as follows. Chazal tell us that when the Rabbeinu came to create the world, histakel bo iraisa ibura alma. The Rabbeinu looked into the Torah and created the world. Said the Rishna, a very deep vort, which we understand it according to Lefi Devarayni. If you want to see a place, you can look at it in two ways. You can open a map, and I can see London is so far from Manchester, and I can see there's another city on the way, Birmingham, and so on. You can see from the map this is there, and there's a lake here, and there's a hill there, and there's a coast there. You can work out from the map that, or you can go to these places, and you can see them firsthand. Gesucht der Heilige Rishna, ist takel bo ereise e bora olma. So the Torah is the blueprint, is the map of the world. But the world itself, this is the Maase Hashem. So therefore, in the world itself, liegt auch the ganze Torah. And a person who is misboinen properly in the Bria, he can learn from the Bria the Godless Hashem is born. Because the Torah that was used is the map of the world to create the world. Of the world, this is the Maase Kapov, Yetzir Kapov, from the Rabbeinu Shlalim. So this is one avoider which we have, Bein Hazmanim, to be misboinen on the Bria of the Rabbeinu Shloim. But I want to speak now about a Chelik base, a second Avoida, which is the Avoida of Bein Hazmanim. There is a Sefer called Sefer Hisnagis HaDerech. This is a Sefer of Inyunim from a person who goes on the journey. Aleph Hashidna Inyunim was written by a Yid who was killed in the Second World War. His name was Reb Shloima Vilf from the town of Drubich, Hashem Yimkaim Dumai. And in his Sefer there, he quotes a very interesting word from the Heilige Rishna, Schisse Yugneleini. And he writes, Shema mipek kudosh ad mashlita mitchotkev. He heard from that Chotkev Rebbe, who said this word over from his Zayde, the Heilige Rishna. As the Rishna said, as the Welt zogt, as Eliyui Hanovi, if you want to meet Eliyahu HaNovi, you go to the marketplace, and you'll find Eliyahu HaNovi in the marketplace. And the kasha is, the Heilige Rishna, why is Eliyahu HaNovi in the marketplace? So this memra, the Eliyahu HaNovi, you can find him in the marketplace, is actually written in the Ramah Mipanoi. The Ramah Mipanoi, in the Sefer Asura Mamurois, writes a very interesting thing, that Bizman HaGulis, we have no Beis HaMikdash, and the karbunas have become butl. Writes the Ramah Mipanoi, a great chiddush, that Eliyahu HaNovi is makriv every single day the missing karbunos, which are not being brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Ramah Mipanoi, where does Eliyahu HaNovi get all the animals from? Well, he has to go to the marketplace, he has to go to the cattle market and buy the animals. Oh, why does Eliyahu HaNovi have to be busy with that? So steht in Kamas Forum, Chakal Yitzchok and Anders Forum, bring it down with him, the sons of Ruf. As Bashaz Chom Beis HaMikdash, there were Yidden who were intending to bring a korban, that'd be Magdish a Behema, that set aside already a Behema for a korban. The korban came about, and this korban was never brought, but the Behema was Hegdish. Now some of these animals later had children, and Einiklach, and so on. So these animals are all Hegdish. So Eliyahu HaNovi is going around the world to all the cattle markets, picking up, which only Eliyahu HaNovi, Bereich Kodshoi, knows, all those animals which are Hegdish, to buy them up and to be makriv them. As I state in the Ramah Mipanoi, the sons of Ruf, Chakal Yitzchok, Enoch HaSefer Yecha, Peher, Fin Peher, and Drish Lamed Aleph, Fin Reb Chanoich from Bendin, and Och Svurim speak about it. So that's why Eliyahu HaNovi is to be found in the cattle market. So said the Heilige Rishna, Eliyahu HaNovi goes to the cattle market. What's he doing in the cattle market? Ot gezuk the Rishna zoi, Bizman shebeis hamikdash hoyakayam, all Yidden would come together. Shulesh pumba shune yeiru kol zecheches penei Yehuda Hashem. And there was a moedik a tikkun, the Rishna calls it Takunas Hapatsifim, that through the fact that Yidden are together, looking at one another, speaking to another, one another, that in itself, coming together all Yidden, was in itself a tikkun. And that was part of the tikkun of being Oile L'Regel. But after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, so there was butl, this gathering together of all Klal Yisroel. So the Heilige Rishna today, when one has these markets, now in the time of the Rishna, there still used to be such a concept. It wasn't like today, you need to buy something. You go to Tesco or to Sainsbury's or to some supermarket. People didn't have in their little shtetlach. So there used to be 2-3 times a year, there used to be very, very big markets. Was famous, for example, Leipzig. The Leipziger Yerid, Mottes Geriefen. The people would travel from across Europe, and there you could buy everything. You wanted to buy a new carpet. You couldn't buy carpets in your shtetl. You wanted the carpet, you had to go to Leipzig. So thousands of people, and the Gedolim even, would come there and sit there, and people would be coming and going. So said the Rishna, that's why Eliyui Hanovi comes to the Yerid. And then, why is it called Yerid? In Lushna Kodesh, it's called the Market Yerid. So the Rishna, because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was a Bechina for an Aliyah. Aliyah Leregel. Unfortunately today, that we're gathering together, but not to bechina fin aliyah, so the bechina fin a yerida. So the market, this was called yerid. Also, the heilige Rishna gezugt. The Chodkiv Rebbe said over once this Dvar Torah from Mizayda, and he said, unfortunately today, we have no longer this yerid either. This concept of so many people gathering together for yerid has also become butl. So how does this special tikkun come about through Yidden gathering together? Said the Chodke Rebbe, that's this concept of Yidden going away on holiday. When you go away on a holiday and you meet other Yidden, this tikkun, which used to be by the marketplace, which used to be in Beis HaMikdash, this tikkun is now being done in the holidays. And I remember the Heilige Rishna brought this actually B'Shem Arizal. And the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, there he quoted, the Rishna said this over in the name of the Arizal. Sheyesh tikkun hanashumas al de histaklis hapatsifim. There's a tikkun. Now I want to explain, what does this mean? It sounds a bit foreign to us, a bit difficult to understand. How can it be? There was a tikkun which used to be Bizman HaMikdash. Später, this tikkun, you could achieve it through the going to these big markets, these big fairs. And now, you do it going on holiday, it just doesn't add up, it doesn't sound right. So I heard once a gewaltige Wort that somebody told me. He heard this from the Radzina Rebbe Zochon of Ruch, who lived in Bnei Brak, who he'd heard it from a Chushev Aruf, who was also killed in the war. His name was Reb Zeif Wolf Nissenboim Hashem Yinkon Dumo. He was an einikel of the Ksois HaChoshen, was one of the greatest poskim in Galicia before the Second World War. And he used to say over this vort that he was by the Alter Chodkiv Rebbe, and the Alter Chodkiv Rebbe David Moshe told him once as follows. He said, every period throughout the year has got its special and unique avoider. And the Rebbe said, what is this avoider, the special avoider of Bein Hazmanim? And the Rebbe said, the avoider is the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. And he said, a gewaltige Wort. And he said, if you think about it, you'll notice, throughout the year, a person does not go over to strangers who he has no contact with, he doesn't know them at all, and start striking up with them a conversation, schmoozing with them. You find people keep to their social group, the Soicher et Nomit, the Soicher, the Talmud Chochem, Nomit, the Talmud Chochem, the Zakenim, with the Bukhrim. You don't find throughout the year an El Tayyid is going over to a Bukhra and starts striking up a conversation with him. The Gevir is going to go over to a Meshilach and start schmeezing with him. The Talmud Chochem is going to go over to an Amoretz and start chapping a schmeez with him. It doesn't normally happen. However, you go on a holiday, you know, you go sometimes on a holiday, far-flung place, and you end up there, and you're walking along the road. Hey, wow, I saw Nachayid, wow, I saw Nachayid. You run over to him, Shom Aleichem, V'haisti, V'kimsti, V'bisti, a whole conversation. Who is he? What connection you got with him? Nothing. The only connection is, I'm a Yid, and you're a Yid. So we've got something in common here. Ah, oh, I'm pleased to see you. Where are you staying? Oh, what outings have you done? Where can you go? A whole shmiz. This whole shmiz only came about because I'm a Yid and you're a Yid. Gezuk the Heilige Chodke Rebbe, this is Emesa Ahavas Yisrael. I have no need to speak to you, Betzem. There's no shortage of Goyim around here. I'm not striking up a conversation with them. I'm only speaking to you because we are both Yidden. This are the Rebbe Gezuk. This is the mitzvah fin Ahavas Yisrael. And this is the mitzvah which is Nogeya Bein Hazmanim. I once had this feeling years ago. I got onto a plane and I'm walking down the aisle looking for a seat, where to sit. And I could feel all those goyim busy looking at me with their accusing eyes. Oh, what are you doing here? You people belong in Auschwitz. I felt this sort of accusation. No one said it, but I could feel them looking at me. No, just look at that fellow there. I felt very uncomfortable. Where am I going to sit? And suddenly I see there, on one of the seats, there's a guy sitting there with long hair, with a necklace, with a mug and dovid on his neck. Oh, there's a Yid. Wow. Baruch Hashem. I sat down. I said to him, Shum Aleichem. Ah, Shalom. Shalom. Nice to meet you. I was so happy. Ich bin a Yid. And he was a Yid. Now, if I would have mobbed him to me in Manchester, I wouldn't have given him a second look. But there, sitting on that plane, I was so pleased to see a fellow Yid. So those are the Gzukta Alta Chotke, but this is this mitzvah of a Ahavas Yisroel. And with this we understand, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Yidin came up, millions of Yidin, to be Oilel Regel. Nobody ever said Tzali Hamukoim Shulim Shloim is gekvet Jesus Kishmak. We find Chazal were mafkia, they removed the Issa of Timur from Amaratzim. They used to be in the time of the Mitzvah Migdash, the Haluchas of Timur Tahara, and we didn't know if a person was Tomei, we wouldn't have to be careful. But we came to Beis HaMikdash, Oiler Shul Shagulim, Chazal were mafkia this Issa in order that all Yidin should become together. There was a Moedika Achdus, a Moedika Chibah from all Yidin coming to Yishlaim with one purpose and one tafkid. This was, says Arizal, this was part of the tikkun of Yidin coming together ke'ish echod b'leiv echod. So said Heilige Rishna, when Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we lost this madrega. So then at least there used to be the Yerid, used to be the marketplace. You know, you come to the market, you start trying to haggle with a Goyish merchant, you don't know, is he selling you contraband, is he selling you real merchandise, or is it cheap counterfeit rubbish? You want to go to a Yid, you go to, Yankel, tell me this is real schoira, give me a good price, or let me sell you something. Yidin come together, they didn't know one another, came from all parts and all countries and all towns, but they come together, you make connections one Yid to another. Again, there was a moedika tikkun of a Ahavas Yisroel. But then said the child care, but this was also lost. So what is today? So today we have, when we go on the holidays and you meet a Yid that you've never met before, this in itself is a moedika tikkun, marba havas Yisroel. The Biyana Rebbe Shlita always says over, as Alta Chasidim used to say, when they went to a new place where they'd never been before and they met a new person, a new Yid they'd never met before, they would give a hoidur to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, I can be mekayim a new mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. What does it mean a new mitzvah? It's the same mitzvah. No. If you meet a new Yid, it's a new oifen of being Mekayim. With this Yid, I was never yet Mekayim, v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. So it's a new way of being Mekayim, mitzvah, v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. Noch a chance, noch a gelegenheit. Tomorrow night is the Yutzat of the previous Bahusha Rebbe, Zeicha Tzadik Levrucha. And the many stories told over about him. He was nifty when he was 91 years old. And he was nifta in Aroza. He lived in Eretz Yisroel. The day before his patira, he traveled to Aroza, and he was nifta there literally the day he arrived. He arrived in the evening, and the next morning he was nifta. He was already very, very weak. And the doctors begged him not to go. He said, please don't go, it's not for your health. And he said, I have to go. I said, what do you have to go for? What's so important to go? And he said, I have to go. Because he said, people, when they go to the holiday places, often they don't behave as they should be. And somebody has to come along and be mesaken and put right what they've done wrong. And I've got this achrayis to see to it. And he went there to Aroza. And he did whatever he did. We can't understand, we don't know. But already that night, a few hours after he arrived, he phoned to his son-in-law Netzul and he told him, I was masakin everything, I was masakin what one needs to do. And there was only one vote, he said, he gave a little l'chaim tish that night. And he said, only one Dvar Torah. And this was his final Dvar Torah. And there was a Dvar Torah which has got to do with the Ahavas Yisroel. And he said over in the name of his Zayda, the Eshta Bahusha Rebbe, a gewaldig vot. We know Chazal tell us, Eile Moyadei Hashem Asher Tikri Oysom B'Moyadom. And Chazal tell us, Al Tikra Oysom Ela Atem. It's Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, who they are Koveya whenever Yontif should be. And Chazal tell us, Atem Afile Shoigim, Atem Afile Mituim, Atem Afile Mezidim. That even if Bezin, by mistake, or deliberately, did not be Koveya, the Rosh Chodesh, on the right day, they did it a different day, so therefore it now works out the Pesach or the Sikkos is not going to be on the right day, it's going to be a day earlier or a day later. If that's when Chazal or Koveya, the Yontif, Zung Chazal, Eile Moyade Hashem Ashtikri Oysom, Oy Altikri Oysom, Ele Atem Afile, Shoyge Mafile, Mezide Mafile, Metuim. Said the Bahusha Rebbe, so Oy Bezoi, when it comes to this Pusik, Bunim Atem Lashem Lekeichem, and here it's not written Oysom, now here's Taka written Atem. Bunim atem afile shoygim afile mituim afile mezidim is alle yidin ven ungeriefen bunim lashem lekeichem. This was the only vort which he said, and that was his final vort. And it's not by coincidence that this was the vort he chose to say beleil petirusoi ve in Paroza, because like we said, the avoider of going to these places is an avoider of a harvest Yisrael, of being marba a harvest Yisrael. In fact, the Bahusha Rebbe said also a beautiful word, this week's Pasha. We have the Pasha of Krishma. V'hoylois al yodchu, letoitefois bein einecho. Tells us Rashi, not, it's Rashi and Pasha's boy, what is this meaning? Toitufois, it's a strange word, toitufois. Never heard of such a word. Says Rashi, a chiddush. Toitufois is not actually a word in Lushan HaKodesh. Toitufois is a combination of two different words. Says Rashi, tat bekafti. In the I don't know which language that is. I've looked up in Askel. Askel also doesn't know, so I don't have to feel bad. Where?
Some people say in Coptic.
Coptic. Okay. Shkoyach. Thank you. Coptic. Those are Greeks. Okay, so, okay, Kaft, Shkoyach, thank you. I looked up at our scroll in the Chimish, in the Sanhedrin, the Gemara. Nobody seems to know. All Mephoshim, nobody knew. So, Coptic, Tat Bekafti is two, and Pat Ba'afriki is also two. From here we learn now, says Chazal, Rashi says it, that you have to have four Pashis. Odgezuk the Bahusha Rebbe, a yid puts on tefillin in the morning and you kosher yourself to Rabbi Nishloilam. Don't forget about the yidin in Kafti and the yidin in Afriki, that there are yidin throughout the globe. Don't forget about those yidin. A yid has to be ma'achad himself with all yidin, because we're all ishechot. So therefore, v'hoylois al yodchu l'toy tufois bein anecho. Don't forget about yidin throughout the world. This is this avoider of a harvest Yisroel. And this is this avoider of bein hazmanim. The mu'enayim, Reb Nochum Chernobyl writes a gewaltige Wort. He brings this in Parshas Vayakel and Parshas Matos, B'shem the Baal Shem Tov HaKudosh. A pusik in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Zayim, says David HaMelech, Mahashem Mitzadei Gove Koinuni V'darkoi Yechpots. Said the Baal Shem Tov, sometimes a person goes on a journey, he travels somewhere on business, he thinks he's going to this place because he's got a business meeting, he thinks he's going there because he wants to meet somebody, he's got a wedding to go to, he's going somewhere because he's got a holiday, he's going to these places. Said the Baal Shem Tov, that's not why he's going there. Mahashem Mitzadei Geva Koinuni. The Rabbi Hashem has planned out and mapped out for every single person the steps where he's going. You know why you're going there? Because V'darkoi Yechpots. The Rabbi Hashem wants that you should go to this particular place because there is something that you need to be masakin in that particular place. A person comes to a particular spot, he davens, he learns, he makes a brucha, he gives a shmeichel to other yid, he helps somebody. So he's done something. And each and every person has got his avoider, which because of that avoider, he's got to travel from here to there. And he thinks, I'm just traveling for the meeting. No, it's because of Moshe wants you should travel there. That's why you have to go there. So this is that avoider of Bein Azmanim. That although we might live here throughout the year, it comes as man of holidays. We think just going for a nice time. It's not by coincidence why this one booked to this resort, and that one booked to that resort, and this one goes here, and that one goes there. Because we have to be masakin something, and the Rabbi Hashem Zol Taka Helfen, Zol Ala Furen Gezint, and Keming Sarik Gezint, Omen Ken Yerutzoy. Amen.